Hi, I'm Uncle Ron Marks, and it's my absolute pleasure to be your tour guide today. Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge the five traditional owner groups of the Wimmera-Mallee region and pay my respects to elders and ancestors past and present, and to those elders who may be on this tour right now. The five groups are the Wotjobaluk, Jadwajali, Jadwa, Chupacabra and Wiggaya people. Right now you are on the land of Jadwajali country. Jurite, Mount Arapiles and Mita Rock are culturally significant sites of this country. Jurite and Mita Rock are perhaps well known today as a rock climber's dream. But traditionally to the Jadwajali, it was a place of tradition, law and customs. Historically, it's perhaps best known as the place where an Aboriginal tracker from nearby Vector Station found three lost children. That tracker was Jungan Jindanook. He found the dove children of Natty Mark, who were lost in the bush for 9 days in the late winter of 1864. Natty Mark, the word itself, is said to be a Jadwajali word meaning little lake. All fresh waterways were vital life sources for the Jadwajali. Scattered through this landscape are many salt lakes and water not for human consumption. Locally, Nattimuck Creek and Lake Nattimuck were sources of fresh water. This water system would have provided many food sources of fish, yabbies and water birds, as well as drinking water. Other cultural sites found near the waterways are scarred trees or culturally modified trees. Jungan Jindanook, who I mentioned before, was a Wotjobaluk man. My mother's people are the Wotjobaluk people and are neighbours of the Jadwajali from the area around the township of Dimboola and surrounds. Welcome, one and all, to my audio tour. What you're looking at is a culturally modified tree or scarred tree. As you can see, there is a large entrance or opening at this base. I'll explain further what these trees are. These trees have been modified by Aboriginal people for a number of different uses. Modifications include carved artworks and scars resulting from the creation of wood or bark containers for carrying food and water. They were known generally as a kulaman. Other uses for this container are carrying babies and digging. The removal of either bark, timber, for a shield. Number of holes or marks cut into the trunk of a tree to be used as footholds to enable a person to climb up the tree. This could be for food like honey, birds, eggs, possums, or other game. Another use of these trees are for production of ceremonial or place markers. These carvings are said to be indicate either a ceremonial site or burial site. More commonly in the region along the Wimmera River, you will see canoe trees used for the production of watercraft. Some trees are also scarred because the bark was used for shelter or for shields. Ring trees are those which have been modified earlier in their growth, either by placing a stone or another object in a partial split of a sapling's trunk or by binding a branch to another section of the tree. These trees are believed to have been used to mark the boundaries between one nation and another. Scar trees are more common in the Australian landscape than most non-Indigenous people may realise. They are both a reminder of the past and a contemporary expression of cultural knowledge. It appears this tree could have been a place of shelter or perhaps a birthing tree, or both. It is located right beside the creek and right before the lake. Its place is quite significant in terms of the fresh water all around. We will never know exactly how the Jadwajali used that tree. But what we can tell is that it was used and was modified by them only if this old tree could talk. This concludes the story about this special tree. Our land, waterways and skies hold cultural significance and stories as songlines. This has been one of them. I wish you safe travel through Jardwajali country and thank you for listening up.